Shakers Players present Sorry Now, a tale of six people and a lift.
Hold on. Can someone hold the lift for me? Thanks. You.
Stay calm.
Oh my goodness.
What? These things happen all the time. Lifts are strange creatures. They're like women.
Right. Happened last week. This lift too. Just give it a minute.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that was unexpected. I think we're right at the top floor.
It'll be okay. You'll see.
Let's have a look. That's strange.
What do you mean?
Intercom's down. Also, button's not working. And what's this?
Sorry now.
But the panel's all lit up. Sorry now? Curious. Best thing to do is wait. Someone will come. They always do.
Can everyone check their phones? I've got no signal.
Nothing.
No Wi-Fi either.
Nothing, no.
Or 5G.
Dear.
That's the signal we'll return.
I don't want to panic anybody, but...
Let's leave it there, fella. Don't you think?
Okay, I understand.
Best not to do that. You might do damage.
That's strange. It looks broken to me anyway.
No need to raise your voice.
Sorry.
Going to die, aren't we?
Don't be silly, woman. As I said, we wait and someone will come.
What if no one comes?
Someone will. They always do.
But what if this time?
I really think I need to say something. Is that okay?
If you must.
Didn't you find it strange when the lift restarted and brought us here to the top floor?
Why is that?
Well, I know for a fact. But this top floor is currently empty.
Help! Help! Somebody here!
Get out!
We're stuck in the lift!
We're all gonna die! Still no phone signal.
This blasted lift. Never in my whole life...
I need to speak now. Now that we've had time to think, has anyone had any thoughts?
This whole thing is not about the lift.
The lady?
Mrs. Wilson, dearie.
Yep, Mrs. Wilson. She's correct. This has been planned. Sorry now. That's not the lift speaking. That's a person.
Oh, come on, fella. What rubbish. How can a person...
Did anyone see Speed with Sandra Bullock? The baddie,
Dennis Hopper?
Yeah, right, Dennis Hopper. He had a bomb attached to a lift. I think it went off, but... No one was killed.
Let's try and focus, young man.
Harry,
shall we? So what do we have here? Any thoughts?
Full of them. Can I have the floor?
No way of stopping you.
Okay, my name is Bruce. Bruce Fairlop. I work on the 10th floor as an accountant. And I'm thinking that we should start by asking a question.
Which is?
Well, I'm looking at you all, and although I believe I've seen the young lady before in the corridor, you're hard to miss, really. I don't know any of you. Oh, apart from you, Mrs. Wilson. I believe you clean my office. It's a fine job you do, I must say.
Why, thank you.
Can we get to the point? Bruce, being stuck in a lift is not a place for niceties, I think.
Correct. So, quick question. Apart from Mrs. Wilson here, have any of us met before?
No.
Okay. So we have either of two scenarios here. Either this is an entirely random prank from a rather clever maniac who perhaps wants to make some sort of general point.
Or
he knows us all, and this message, sorry now, is intended just for us.
Utter rubbish. How on earth can he, know the exact moment? Just us, six random people and none of us are all in the lift together. Impossible.
Unless he's been watching us or tracking us.
Right, Harry. I believe he has. Probably through our phones. he could have found a way of activating our location services and has some software monitoring us all, waiting for the exact moment when we're all together in this, frankly, very tight space, before switching all of our phones' other services off remotely.
I'm sorry, dearie, but I don't have a phone.
Well, that's that then.
No, no, there's another possibility. Have you noticed that the camera is on? What if it's working on face recognition?
Good call.
You're way over my head, Mr. Fairlop, but you're still frightening me. I was going to say that at least someone is watching us, but on the other hand...
You're right to be frightened. Yet I believe this mystery person has given us a way to find a way out of this. Otherwise, he could have just sent the lift into freefall, down to the basement, and done away with us all.
Sorry now.
Yes, sorry now. What does it mean? Is it that you're all going to be sorry now, or...
Wait, wait. On the other hand, it could just be a glitch. And even now, the engineers are working hard to release us.
Then why have we ended up in an empty part of the building, mate? No one can hear us. People will just think it's out of order and that someone's dealing with it.
Listen, all this talk is only going to unsettle the ladies.
I think, dearie, that you're the one unsettling us. I want to hear what Bruce has to say.
Please continue, Mr. Fairlop.
Okay, as long as you're all happy. Well, most of us are happy. What we need to think about is what each of us has done specifically to upset this person. Do any of you have anyone in mind?
It has to be someone who we've all met, obviously. Someone who visits all the offices. I'm a solicitor on the 8th floor, and Bruce, I think, said he is an accountant on the 10th floor.
I'm Jane, secretary, 2nd floor.
I service floors 10 to 15.
And I'm just visiting. I'm visiting George Hamill, financial consultant, 15th floor.
Good morning, Joyce Hammond, I believe. Let me shake your hand under better circumstances.
So we had someone who's been in contact with folk from the 2nd, the 8th, then the 10th to the 15th floor and has some kind of beef with someone. Joyce, who is just visiting, that's our way in.
Right. Mrs. Hammond, how did this person know that you are visiting me at this very moment?
Unless they know Joyce.
Bingo.
Joyce?
Can't be him.
Why?
He committed suicide yesterday.
So what we have here is some sort of AI he's set up to run this whole thing in his absence. This is all a bit unbelievable.
True. But these days, anything goes. Some of the things AI can do now, I can tell you, but I won't.
I think we need more from Joyce.
He was my neighbour, Joe Taylor. He recommended Mr. Hamill here to me. Quiet lad, lived with his mum. All I really know about him is that he was a real whiz kid, a computer genius, but a troubled soul. Wish I knew more.
Think, Joyce, think hard. What could you have done to upset him? It was enough for him to manoeuvre you into meeting with George here so that he can, excuse the image, kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, this is all so upsetting. This poor man taking his life because of something I did.
Not just you, Mrs. Wilson, all of us. It may have been something tiny, something that you wouldn't have considered significant. But we can imagine that Taylor would have been in a really brittle emotional state. It may have been something he thought you did. Same with you, Joyce. Just think, Joyce, all the dealings you have had with him over the last, let's say, month.
Well, as I said, I hardly knew him.
OK, so what did he look like?
The first thing you'd notice was his hair. Red and very bushy.
Something wrong, Jane?
I knew him. Well, I think probably about a few weeks back. Can't remember exactly. But there was this sandwich boy with red hair. He hit on me, I think. I remember how clumsy it was, that maybe he had planned it, but really messed up.
Messed up? How?
I laughed at him before he even got into his stride. He blushed, his face almost turned the colour of his hair. He looked so silly. So I carried on laughing, and the other girls joined in.
Poor sod. That would have really needled.
But it's all a game, isn't it?
Not for everyone, Jane. We don't all have your attributes. Not everyone can pick and choose.
Didn't think.
We're all guilty of that, acting before thinking.
Hold on. There's something else. There was a scar on his forehead as well. Could have been a birthmark.
So we have rejection here, a powerful driver. The scar, a memory is returning. I was working late. I was hungry, so I ordered a pizza. The pizza guy, he had a cap on, I think. I didn't notice the hair, but the scar, yes.
Go on.
We chatted briefly while I was looking for the money to pay him. I remember that it was hard speaking to him.
Yes, right. He had a bit of a...
Yeah, stutter. Stutter, yes, a slight stutter.
A stutter, you say?
You too.
Still thinking. You carry on.
Yes, for some reason I pointed out the scar. I think it was because my sister had a similar one. She'd walked into a glass door as a kid. It'd been so clean that it was virtually invisible. The scar stayed with her. I don't know why she never had work done, but because she had a lot of trouble in her teenage years. Kids can be so cruel. I tried to sympathise with him. I told him about my sister. He didn't take it well. It was as if it was a taboo subject, that simply talking about it was too painful for him.
Did you upset him?
I must have, because he bolted out without even taking the money.
Yes, I remember the stutter.
And?
Rather not talk about it.
Okay, so we have a very sensitive individual here, someone who just attracts attention. For the wrong reasons, even mockery.
A food delivery guy? You mean a pizza boy did all this?
Hard to believe.
Not necessarily.
Explain.
He was an IT expert. We brought him in to fix our network problems. I remember thinking that here was a guy who really knew his stuff. Shame that I wasn't more patient with him. He tried to explain what he was doing, but I couldn't cope with the stuttering, and I'm afraid I called him a name. Can't remember what it was, but it wasn't respectful. I remember being a bit ashamed of myself, unusual for me, as you can possibly tell.
What did he do?
Nothing, really. Just got on with his work in silence. Ah, yes. There was something strange. He insisted that he took a photo of me at the end for a gallery of satisfied clients or something.
And were you satisfied?
Oh, yes. He really knew his stuff.
Facial recognition. Think you were right, Bruce.
Looks like you were. Sorry.
No problem, so... Perhaps sorry now does seem a bit of a threat. His way of getting back to those who he feels disrespected him. Do we have any more thoughts?
Well, I've been racking my brain. Still can't come up with anything.
Mrs. Wilson, you've been quiet.
Oh, I've been shameful.
So Maury's coming back to me now about Joe, about his background. His dad died when he was a little kiddie and his mum brought him up alone.
Must have been hard for them both.
Yes, I believe it was. He had a lot of trouble growing up. He was bullied a lot, I think.
Not surprising, with the scar and the hair and the stutter.
And the limp.
Limp? Oh, poor chap. What a hand to be dealt with.
Limp, you say? Triggered something. There was someone who used to bring the sandwiches. Didn't last long, as we kept taking the piss out of him. Well, mostly me, really. He was always late and was always in a rush and kept falling over because of his leg. Hate to say it, but I have it in my mind's eye now, and it's still funny now.
Inappropriate.
Actually, it's coming back to me. The limp and the scar were actually the result of bullying.
So he was bullied because of his hair?
And the fact that he had no dad. And, oh yes, the fact he was Jewish.
Oh, I believe I met Mr. Taylor at one of our church street missions. He was quite vocal, very emotional. Now that you have described him, I'm certain it was him. I had a chat with him, as I do with everyone. I may have been less than respectable to his race. This was some time ago, but he must have a long memory. Can't tell you how ashamed I was afterwards, especially when I did me some reading up. I always said to myself, one day I'm going to seek out that young man and apologise. Looks like he found me first.
Don't beat yourself up about this, Mrs. Wilson. I think we've all learned something here. Actions have consequences.
Yeah, too right. Now it looks like we're paying for it. Big time.
Yes, if we weren't trapped in this metal box, I'd welcome the lesson we've been taught. But look at the cards Joe was dealt with. A red-headed, fatherless Jew with a limp, a scar, and a stutter.
Who just happens to be an IT genius with the skills to wreak vengeance.
Even after he's topped himself.
Who's sorry now? Yes, we're paying for it.
Oh, you see that?
The wording's changed. It's now sorry now with a question mark, as if to say, are we sorry now?
Yes. And are we?
Gone from a threat to a question.
Correct. So tell me if I'm wrong. He's asking us if we're sorry for what we did.
Yes. And are we?
What do we say?
Yeah, I think so.
Light. Yes. Oh, the lights, please. I'm terrified of the dark.
Just listen, all of you. It's okay. You are hearing a prepared message from Joe Taylor, who by now will not be in this world anymore. You will now know the reasons for all this and the part you've had to play in this. You are hearing this message because it is felt that you have learned some sort of lesson and have shown at least some sort of contrition for your actions. The lights will be switched on by my cousin Harry, who will also decide what happens next.
Oh, thank goodness.
Harry?
Cousin?
Yes, I am Joe's cousin.
Why, you little...
Oh, let him talk, George, let him talk.
But could you?
Easy, Jane. He was my dear cousin, and what he had gone through. The suicide is a shock. I never thought he would take it that far. But what it did was, I suppose, motivated me to do this thing properly, as he would have wanted. He was a great planner, meticulous. What a genius. What a waste.
So how on earth did you do it? He was us assuming that there was some genius AI involved, and all this time it was you.
me and this gadget here. Before I explain, and I know you are still feeling anxious, all I ask is that you give me a short time to explain myself, and then I can guarantee you will be free, okay? Firstly, why? You need to understand that Joe was a troubled genius, a sensitive lad, but really a good lad. Unfortunately, life didn't deal him with a, let's say, good hand, and you know all that he had to deal with. He's been bullied all his life, even going back to junior school with his red hair. Yes, anything that marks you out is seen as an excuse for, you know. The bullying got worse in high school, and there was an incident. I think you mentioned it, Joyce. He was attacked with a bottle, hence the scar and a limp that never left him. Not having a father didn't help, just gave another angle for the bullies. And there's the Jewish angle, though he was only half Jewish, just on his mother's side. Yet another excuse. Finally, a stutter.
Oh, dear boy.
Perhaps the worst. Again, a result of the bullying and the total lack of self-esteem he was left with. But he soldiered through and thought the bullying would stop when he entered the workplace. He started as a food courier, but his main talent was in IT, and he became really talented at it. And of course, this is where you all came in.
This is so awful. Harry, I think if we could go back and change things.
Quite. But let me continue. He devised this plan and encouraged me to help him. All he wanted to do is make a statement to those who made a special negative impact on his life. It was the only way he felt he could. He could hardly confront you all personally, could he?
Suppose not. I would have given him short shrift.
Me too. We just go through life with no idea what others are going through. I think if we had known this outcome, we would have acted differently. Anyway, Harry, what we need to know is, how on earth did you do all this?
It's easy if you break it down into parts. First, we checked Mrs. Wilson's schedule and matched that with Joyce's appointment with George. We made sure that George would leave his office and look for her on the ground floor and end up sharing a lift going up. Same with Jane and Bruce. We made them think there was something waiting for them on the ground floor.
But so much could have gone wrong. Others could have shared the lift with them.
Oh, yes. That wouldn't have been a big deal. Collateral damage, I suppose. It would have been a lesson learnt for them too.
So, what about the techie side of things?
All in this little box here. It remotely switched off the controls, instructed the lift to climb to the top, disconnected your phones, just a sequence of buttons for me to press. Oh, and this. You see the sorry now display? Not even part of the lift. None of you noticed.
Wow, this man was a genius. What a waste.
Quite.
Can I ask, Harry, what did I do exactly to get involved in this?
It wasn't just one thing, Joyce. He just found you very irritating and uncaring.
Well, I never...
Not a very supportive neighbour. But it's best not to go into that for now. Okay, folks, game is over. You are free to leave.
In time for lunch.
Bruce, could you hang around for a mo?
Sure.
You poor thing. Here.
Yes, me too.
You know what I'm going to say, Bruce.
Yeah, yes, I think I do.
Before I do, is there anything you want to say first?
Well, we were young, thoughtless, me especially.
Yes.
I didn't know for sure that it was Joe until I mentioned my sister and her scar through walking into the glass door. And then I remember him just looking at me, staring at me. Then the others mentioned his limp and his dad's death and the memories returned of that day. I gave him that beating in the street after school.
You were, what, 3 or 4 years older than him?
Yeah, I believe so. It was mob mentality. We'd had a hard day. Just wanted to take it out on someone.
Oh, but he was just a little kid.
I know. I can tell you now how sorry I am and how it's always been this black cloud at the back of my brain. Always there, never dealt with, but ignored. It's now come back and...
And?
I feel like shit.
And so you should. Joe told me to read this to you if I felt you were ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Not sure. What do you think, Harry?
Just 3 words. I forgive you.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Happened last week. This lift too. Just give it a minute.
You have been listening to Sorry Now by the Salt Shakers Players. Written and produced by Steve Moulds. Directed by David Jones. Edited by David Shepherd. Harry was played by Nigel Wiley, George was played by Robert Hopkins, Bruce was played by Steve Holtz, Joyce was played by Kim Smith, Jane was played by Monica Moltz, and Mrs. Wilson was played by Rosie Smith. The Salt Shakers production.